Brigatinib is another interesting agent, and it's approved in the second-line space after patients develop resistance to crizotinib. And what stood out to me about brigatinib is the median PFS in the second-line space with brigatinib in these phase II studies was approximately 15 months, which is way higher than what we've seen with all the other agents in the second-line space. And brigatinib also has activity in the brain, which alectinib and seretinib do as well. But when you look at the median PFS results, it really stands out. Now, we're not allowed to compare across clinical trials, but we do have to make decisions based on data that we have in front of us. And I feel that brigatinib is a good agent in the second-line space. So it's given at a dose of 90 milligrams. You give it for 1 week. The main adverse event is this pulmonary toxicity that can happen in about 5% of the patients that declares within the first week. And if you don't see any toxicity, week two, you go up to 180 milligrams of that drug. So that's the approved regimen with brigatinib.